Now for an historic first in the world of sports. Fans of the NBA champion Toronto Raptors basketball team can walk into the official merchandise store and buy t-shirts, hats, jerseys, and hijabs. The Raptors said the new gear was inspired by a local sports club for female Muslim athletes. The club is called the Hijabi Ballers. They organize weekly basketball nights as well as tennis classes and other programming in the Toronto area. Emreem Kadwa founded the group. She says she got the idea after she started playing rugby and didn't see other players who looked like her.
Over the past 5-6 years that I played rugby, I didn't see a lot of people that wore hijab, especially older people that I could look up to as role models in the sport and just in other sports in general. And that kind of made me curious as to if there really is a community of Muslim female athletes in Toronto, and if there is, how can we connect them together so we're not all outcasts in our own little, you know, communities. So I started Hijabi Ballers as just a way to connect Muslim females in Toronto that play sports. But the response was so overwhelming that as we grew and as people found out about us, there was this demand for sports programming that was targeted for Muslim women and just, you know, a space where Muslim females can play sports, feel comfortable, feel welcome, and not feel like they have to give up their identity to play.
What was your response when you heard that the Raptors were now offering hijab?
It was super positive. They reached out to me before the launch and really wanted our group to be incorporated into the launch of the Raptors Nike hijab. So it really says from their organization, like, we see you, we support you, and we want to create a space where you feel welcome.
What does the Raptors branded hijab look like?
It's a Nike hijab with a Raptors logo on it. The thing with athletic hijabs is it's meant to stay secure on the head without pins or anything that can injure the athlete while playing, especially contact sports. The Raptors embellishment on the hijab is pretty cool too. And it kind of just makes us proud to be Raptors fans, makes us proud to be Muslim, makes us proud to be athletes.
I'm curious the kinds of challenges Muslim girls and women face when they're looking to get involved in sports, because I know that sort of motivated you to start the Hijabi Ballers.
In Toronto, one of the big challenges that Muslims, but not just Muslims, but like a lot of immigrant and newcomer families face is accessibility to sports in terms of financial accessibility mostly, but also just access to knowing like where sports programming is held and things like that. And with Hijabi Ballers, we try to create sports programs that are financially accessible, that are, most of them are free. And it's just about creating a space where Muslim females feel comfortable and welcome to go play. Another thing that a lot of Muslim communities face, I think, is cultural taboo towards girls playing sports or just girls.
And is that taboo among Muslims in Toronto, or is it more a perception by non-Muslims that if someone wears a hijab, they must not be interested in sports?
There's two things. There's a perception among like the older generation of Muslims in Toronto that, they're this Canadian dream of coming to Canada and having your kids go to school and all of that. Like, that didn't include sports. So for their kids to take part in sports, it's suddenly like, oh, like, why aren't you studying, or why aren't you going to school? Or like, sports isn't seen as something that's valuable. So that, there's that perception that we're trying to change, and we're really trying to include parents in the conversation of why sports is beneficial to kids and adults and everyone, really. And then the other perception of non-Muslims towards Muslim females wearing hijab, I think that's more so this idea that like non-Muslims or just people that are not part of this Muslim female athletes community, they don't know that there are Muslim hijab wearing athletes that play sports. So they automatically think, oh, that person must not be good, or they don't know what they're doing, and like that kind of perception. So there's two different ones, I think.
How important is it for young athletes to see other Muslim women role models in sports?
So, so important. I think representation is the most important thing for young people to see growing up, and even older people, honestly. I think representation in sports media is one of the key things that we can do as a society to grow Muslim females in sports. You know, that saying, if you can't see it, you can't be it, right? So Muslim girls need to see other Muslim girls play sports for them to realize that that's something they can do as well.
Emreem Kadwa is the founder of the Hijabi Ballers, an athletic club in Toronto for Muslim women and girls. Thanks a lot, Emreem.
Thank you so much for having me.